This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scher.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. This recession we're in is a global one. It's turning lives upside down everywhere from Wall Street here in New York to the Great Wall of China. Well, a new report commissioned by our partners, the BBC World Service, looks at the effect of the crisis on migration, the global movement of people from one country and one economy to another. Well, joining us to talk about the impact of the global recession on migration is Michael Fix, a co-author of the report. Michael Fix is the Senior Vice President and Director of Studies at the Migration Policy Institute. And for an international perspective, we're also joined by Andrew Walker, the BBC's economic correspondent. Michael, in the U.S., of course, we think about migration in terms of migration, immigrants from Mexico and from Latin America flooding into our country to work jobs, work farms, work in stores, work in the service sector. Has that flow of workers remained as high as we always thought it was?
Two things happened in the recession. First thing is that new inflows from Mexico fell off, and fell off substantially. So where we would have expected there to be about 12.7 million immigrants in the Mexican immigrants in the United States, we really see that there's about 11 and a half million.
So fewer jobs, people just aren't coming as much.
Yeah, fewer jobs, people aren't coming as much. But there's a second part to the story, which is a somewhat more surprising and I think even a little more interesting story, which is that return migration from Mexicans to Mexico, Mexicans in the United States to Mexico, has stayed about steady since the recession started. Given the economics of in the United States, and given the extraordinary unemployment in the construction industry and some of the other industries in which Mexicans have been concentrated, you might expect higher return flows.
So we would think that some people are waiting it out, but because of stimulus and construction in places like Louisiana, road work, a lot of immigrants from Mexico still have work they can do.
It's not clear that that's what's happening. What we really are seeing is that unemployment among the Mexican population and the Central American population since the start of the recession has doubled. And so our hypothesis is that Mexicans in the United States, like immigrants in Spain and like immigrants in many other countries, are hunkering down, are exposed to substantial hardship, and are hoping for the storm to pass.
All right. Michael Fix, Senior Vice President and Director of Studies at the Migration Policy Institute, co-author of the report commissioned by the BBC that we're talking about. Thanks for joining us. I want to turn to Andrew Walker, who is from the BBC, economics correspondent. Andrew, briefly, we've of course been talking about the flow from over the border between the U.S. and Mexico. What are the main trends we're seeing globally? Certainly workers migrate all over the world during a recession.
Globally, the typical pattern is very much what Michael was describing for the U.S. and Mexico. Fewer people are moving because there are fewer jobs in the traditional destination countries for migrants, but equally, in most cases, an awful lot of people are staying put. Now, there are a few really quite striking exceptions to that pattern, and one of them is right here in the U.K. For many years, we've had an awful lot of people in the new European Union countries, in Eastern Europe, for example, particularly Poland, have come here to work in the construction industry and some other sectors. Many of them have gone home. And one of the really striking factors behind that, I think, is that, of course, if they do go back to Poland and then subsequently decide they want to come back to the UK, they have a straightforward legal right to do so. So they don't have to worry about the difficulty of returning if they do go home.
All right, Andrew Walker, BBC economics correspondent. We've also seen interesting trends of some countries paying people to go back to their country of origin, all part of global migration trends in the recession. Thank you.